News.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Carolina Hurricanes won the Stanley Cup, taking Game 6 at Vegas Sunday night, 3-0. Jordan Staal was named playoff MVP at age 37, the oldest ever. The Hurricanes' only other title came 20 years ago. In the World Cup's late game, Sweden 5-1 over Tunisia. Ivory Coast, with a goal in the 90th minute, won 1-0 against Ecuador. Germany pounded Curacao 7-1, and Japan tied Netherlands 2-2 on a goal in the 89th minute. WNBA wins for New York, its seventh straight, and Atlanta. Denny Hamlin won the NASCAR race at Pocono, his third straight victory at 45. He will retire after next season. Lewis Hamilton took the F1 race in Spain. The Sunday night ball game to Texas, 6-4 at Boston. Colorado beat the A's in Las Vegas, 23-9. San Francisco 5-1 over the Cubs. Victories for the Yankees and for Tampa Bay.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off, 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, June 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Fire Department contains a vegetation fire in Salinas Riverbed. Virginia Peterson students restore campus mural in honor of America's 250th anniversary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 61 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. A vegetation fire broke out Saturday evening in the Salinas Riverbed, south of the Niblick Bridge. Paso Fire says they responded to the incident at about 7:55 p.m. on June 13th. The fire was burning through thick vegetation in the middle of the riverbed. Due to the recently grazed fire breaks, crews were able to safely access the fire and stop forward progress of the blaze, containing it to less than half an acre. No structures were threatened from the fire. Both Paso Fire and Cal Fire responded, in total with 38 firefighters involved. The fire's cause is currently under investigation. Caltrans will be conducting emergency embankment repairs on Highway 46 just east of the Chelam Y. These repairs will require one-way reversing traffic control around the clock, resulting in delays of 10 to 20 minutes. Traffic control begins this Tuesday and will be in effect for 2 weeks. The County Board of Supervisors conducted a hearing in its 2026-27 fiscal year recommended budget on Monday, June 8th. The board at that time made no changes to the recommended budget. In its upcoming meeting on Tuesday, the board will finish and close its hearing and consider adopting a resolution to approve the county budget. The budget totals to about $1.1 billion of governmental funds, and the general fund budget is $830 million. Virginia Peterson students refresh campus mural in honor of America's 250th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. In honor of America's 250th anniversary, students and staff at Virginia Peterson Elementary worked on restoring and repainting a large-scale mural on campus. The mural depicts all 50 states of the U.S. located at the campus's recreation area. The faded artwork was fully transformed with vibrant red, white, and blue colors. Students were led by teacher Megan Wortman in the project. As communities across the country prepare to celebrate America's 250th anniversary, the newly restored mural offers Virginia Peterson students a daily reminder of the nation's history, the importance of civic pride, and what can be accomplished when students and staff work together toward a common goal. Four Cal Fire employees that work in San Luis Obispo County were awarded the Governor's State Employee Medal of Valor and were honored during a ceremony in Sacramento on June 12th. The Medal of Valor is the highest honor bestowed upon California state employees for extraordinary heroism performed at great personal risk. Recipients of these awards were Battalion Chief Chad Fleming, Fire Captains Clint Marcelik and Carlos Pacheco, and Andrew Perez. Fleming received his award for his actions on the Gifford Fire in 2025. He rescued a civilian who was running down the highway while engulfed in flames. The three fire captains were awarded for a rescue that occurred on January 9th, 2023 in Avila Beach, performing a swift water rescue of eight individuals from dangerous floodwaters during a winter storm. Following a four-day preliminary hearing, Judge Marino of the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court has found there is sufficient evidence to hold a former priest to answer to 24 felony counts of molestation of four children. 62-year-old Theodore Edward Gabrielli is accused of molesting four different children who are all now adults. The alleged offenses spanned 1991 through 2010 across six different counties. The DA's office says the judge has determined there is sufficient evidence or probable cause for the defendant to stand trial. However, all charges are allegations only. Defendants are legally presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rays beat the Angels 8-3, the Rockies over the Athletics 23-9, the Giants beat the Cubs 5-1, the White Sox over the Dodgers 6-4, Padres beat the Orioles 5-2, the Yankees over the Blue Jays 8-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Rays, the Angels will go against the Diamondbacks, the Athletics will face the Pirates, the Padres will go against the Cardinals. In California news, A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit by a former Yosemite National Park ranger who was fired after flying a giant transgender pride flag for about 2 hours on May 20th, 2025. Shannon Jocelyn was fired last year, and their termination letter said they, quote, failed to demonstrate acceptable conduct and participated in a demonstration outside the designated protest area. The lawsuit was dismissed because the investigation into Jocelyn's conduct has not yet finished. Several laws will go into effect for California starting July 1st. Public schools from grades 7 to 12 and colleges that issue student ID cards must print the phone number and text line for the Trevor Project's LGBTQ+ suicide prevention hotline. AB 725 expands the requirements for reporting lost or stolen firearms. Unfinished frames, receivers, and precursor parts must now be reported to law enforcement within 5 days of discovery. On Sunday, weather officials said San Francisco has recorded its highest ever summer ocean water level, almost 2 feet above normal high tide. A coastal flood advisory has been put into effect through Wednesday morning. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Perhaps there was at some time a clear divide between organic farmers and conventional farmers. But if those lines ever existed, they're certainly more blurry today. Dr. Aaron Silva works with farmers wanting to incorporate organic and regenerative farming practices. She says the types of farmers interested in organic are highly diverse and include many conventional farmers.
So many of the farms that I work with aren't necessarily managing all their acres organically. They're looking at it as a way to diversify their operations and still run much of their acres conventionally, but choose specific acres to manage organically and capture that market opportunity using the land most appropriate for organic agriculture to be able to capture that market, but still using the tools available for conventional agriculture to do the best stewardship of acres that require that type of management. Anywhere from smaller farms managing 10 to 50 acres of organic grains to farms running over 10,000 acres, which again, may be more of what we call a parallel operation, operating some of those acres in conventional and some of those acres under organic. So incredibly diverse in terms of the sorts of farmers engaging in organic and also where those farmers are located.
Dr. Silva is the State Extension Specialist in Organic and Sustainable Cropping Systems at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for volume, quality, and selection. June 16th and 17th, Superior's Corn Belt Classic Video Auction heads to South Sioux City, Nebraska. More than 70,000 head of calves, yearlings, and bred stock will sell over two big days. See every lot in high-quality video and bid online from anywhere. Register today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock has been a leader in livestock marketing for nearly 40 years. Don't miss the Corn Belt Classic, June 16th and 17th.
Flies don't just bother cattle, they steal performance. That's why there's a smarter way to fight back. SmartLick fly control tubs help stop flies where they start. Available with Clarify Larvicide and Altacid IGR, these feed-through tubs work while your cattle graze. The result? Fewer flies, less stress, better performance. Feed smarter, not harder. Go to SmartLick.com. That's SmartLick.com to find your dealer.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to RedScooterDeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Farm Bureau is calling attention to a shortage of food animal veterinarians that continues to challenge livestock producers. California agriculture depends on a strong network of veterinarians who care for livestock and food animals, yet too many rural communities struggle to access these critical services. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said in a statement, "Food animal veterinarians are indispensable partners in agriculture. They are there for routine herd health, emergency calls in the middle of the night, difficult calving situations, disease diagnosis, vaccination protocols, and animal welfare oversight. Their work protects not only the health of individual animals, but also the health of entire herds and the safety of our food supply." Farm Bureau has partnered with the California Department of Food and Agriculture to gather feedback via survey about the issue from farmers and ranchers, which may be used to support participation in a federal student loan forgiveness program for veterinarians who commit to serving in certain areas. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday. Low 80s Wednesday, mid-70s on Thursday and Friday, upper 70s Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 64 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home builder sentiment declined this month on affordability concerns. The National Association of Home Builders Sentiment Index dropped to a reading of 35. Builders have been offering incentives to get deals to close. 35% of those surveyed cut prices this month, up from 32% in May. Crude oil prices have slipped to the $80 a barrel range for West Texas Intermediate, $82 for Brent crude, after President Trump announced the U.S. and Iran agreed to a peace deal to end the conflict and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. It's expected to be signed in Switzerland on Friday. Fox Corporation says it will pay $160 a share to buy Roku, valuing Roku at approximately $22 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosella, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Ron Torres, owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. I left corporate America to help seniors who need friendship, non-medical care, and a helping hand. Seniors have great conversations and understand each other. Join our team of mature caregivers, or maybe you need that helping hand. Call me, 805-369-2110, 369-2110, or seniorcareslo.com. That's seniorcareslo.com. Seniors helping seniors.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Don't forget, for all your computer needs, upgrades, some questions, some issues, and you need some parts, you need some service, that is Knowledge Computers, located on Spring Street in Paso Robles. They've been doing it for over 15 years here in the North County, and they'll help you out. Just simply go to, well, you have some choices, 1740 Spring Street, Suite C. You can go to knowledgecomputers.com or call them at 805-226-5200.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. It took strong, resolute people to move west, but I can assure you there were few pioneers who were more resolute than the group of 500 people who started out west in June of 1856. Because of persecution back east, Mormons looked west for a place they could settle and practice their religion. In 1847, Brigham Young, their secular and religious leader, established Salt Lake City as that place. Any believer who wanted to come to Salt Lake City but didn't have the money to do so would be aided by the church. But in 1856, after several years of poor harvest, the church didn't have the resources to give aid. So Brigham Young decided, let them come on foot with hand carts or wheelbarrows. On June 9 of 1856, 497 Mormon left Iowa City, Iowa, for the thousand-mile journey to Salt Lake City. Each family had their possessions, about 500 pounds worth, on two-wheeled hand carts. The father and mother took turns pulling the hand carts, and the children pushed. Not realizing the demands that would be made on the hand carts, the axles were constructed out of wood. In a short time, they started wearing down and splintering. When they moved out of the plains to more rugged ground, the strenuous work started taking its toll. For a while, someone seemed to die almost every day. Over the next few years, more than 3,000 Mormon took the pilgrimage. The later handcarts' axles were made of steel. Interestingly, some of the journeys of families pulling handcarts took less time than when oxen pulled wagons. It is estimated that a person would make over 1 million steps pushing and pulling a 500-pound handcart to reach their destination of Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, that's determination. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Well, Rich London, it's spring. If I need a mattress, why should I spring into the mattress specialist?
If you look around, you're going to see mattresses everywhere in this store.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
They are stacked up almost to the ceiling, and I'm not kidding. And they're all on sale right now because I've got too much stock and I need to move it. So come on down quick and save big.
Enjoy the special springtime savings at the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs, just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South counties. Call 805-460-0650. Following a four-day preliminary hearing, Judge Marino of the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court has found there is sufficient evidence to hold a former priest to answer to 24 felony counts of molestation of four children. 62-year-old Theodore Edward Gabrielli is accused of molesting four different children, who are all now adults, from 1991 through 2010. In honor of America's 250th anniversary, students and staff at Virginia Peterson Elementary worked on restoring and repainting a large-scale mural of the campus. The mural depicts all 50 states of the U.S. located at the campus's recreation area. The faded artwork was fully transformed with vibrant red, white, and blue colors. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm CJ Pop. A key player in the peace process between the U.S. and Iran is Pakistan. Earlier, its Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, through an interpreter.
After 3 months and 16 days of horrible war, with the grace of God, Iran and America have agreed and announced ceasefire, and a complete and permanent end to military operations has been declared on all fronts, including Lebanon.
Fox's Trey Eakes in Tel Aviv.
A signing ceremony is set to take place on Friday in Geneva, Switzerland. Shortly before the agreement was announced by President Trump, the Pakistani Prime Minister thanked Qatar, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia for their roles in negotiations.
President Trump earlier on Truth Social posting ships are starting to move, many loaded up with oil out of the Strait of Hormuz, describing it as the southern highway that's totally safe. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. Look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Pastor Romo's Glass, the replacement window masters. Sunny, upper 80s, clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s, and we'll be in the low 90s on your Tuesday. Wednesday, low 80s, then mid-70s Thursday and Friday, upper 70s Saturday for your dad's Sunday, Father's Day. Low 80s and then mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:47 a.m., 8:21 p.m., we're at 66. Weather was brought to you by Pastor Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, something new on KPRL. Some young men entering the school, the high school age. They contact me back in February, and they want to do some stuff on radio. Raleigh, Braden, Finn, Bishop, and Ziggy. They're going to come in, and we'll see what happens. That's this afternoon, and Susanna working on her guest for the 1 o'clock hour. So enjoy that. Something new here on the Blowtorch. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, as we're set and ready to go with freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, as we're on the backstretch headed for home.
What would I give for just a few moments?
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, let me up your date you on the completely unscientific but absolutely accurate poll, which in this case it really is not neither nor. Okay, again, it came from a request Friday on the issue of tattoos, and then I asked, for your age, not exact age, if you're under 50 or over 50, yes or no. So on the under 50, there are 15 yes, meaning they accept them, and 4 no. On the plus 50, there are 13 no and 4 accepting. So just a little update. Also, let's see here, some more on the text. 50 plus, yes, not on face. More brightly colored, the better. Okay. 50 plus, no. 50, moderation and proper placement. I support about anything as long as it doesn't reach into my pocketbook. Well, what about those who have the... Well, they've made the decision that they are having problems getting a job, and CapSlow, which is taxpayer-funded money, does supply them, although they do can work it off. So, tattoos don't bother me. I'm much more interested in their attitude and courtesy, all right? And have nothing to do with tattoos, but it's at San Francisco high tide. It's the new moon doing, and it's natural. So the phase, I don't know if we're in a quarter moon or forget every time I drive in because I can see it. Looky yonder. All right, so there you have that regarding so forth. And also I asked earlier or suggested earlier for those of you that don't feel that the, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say feel, don't think that the people who are in charge, such as city council or school board members, when you go to the meeting and they're not paying attention, you should address it. You should address it. Although it's legal, they don't have to pay attention to you. They don't have to take notes. They don't have to look at you or pay attention. Now, it is inconsiderate, but nonetheless, call them out on it and see what their response is. And because that kind of puts it on them quite a bit. Because if they come back and say, well, I'm not required to. Oh, how does that sound? How does that sound? So just give it a little shot there. And so, and it's more than one or two. And don't be afraid, because what can they do to you? They can't take your home. They can't take your house. They can't take your first child. They can't do anything. You have rights, as was explained the other day. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to touch on the subject of taking responsibility for your actions, and I will, trust me, filter this back to the school board, but there's a post on social media where somebody writes a complaint about their mail-in ballot not being counted. They dropped it in the Paso Robles post office, I think somewhere around 10 o'clock in the morning on election day, and it didn't get postmarked, so therefore it didn't get counted. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, I mean, I as an individual know that you're really taking your chances about that mail being picked up, going into the post office, being processed, and because there's thousands of letters. They just don't do that. But I think what disturbed me the most was their failure to take any responsibility for mailing it in a timely manner. And there were plenty of people on this social media post that called them out for it. And I thought to myself, you know, it's just indicative of what goes on today about not taking responsibility for your actions or inactions.
Well, I've said before, I said this, and I agree, that I just get tired of, you know, somebody, you know, the county clerk recorder, if they catch it and you didn't sign it, that they can notify you or something along those lines. I forget. Darcy was talking about it a couple of weeks ago. And I'm at the point is, look, you've had that thing in your hands for 30 days. The instructions are pretty damn simple. It's too bad, too damn bad you didn't sign it. Forget you.
Yes.
I'm beyond it. How far do you want to baby people?
Well, I think that there's such a large faction of people out there who expect somebody else to say, oh, they didn't do this, let me help them out and figure it out for them. We've just become this socially dependent society where we think somebody else is going to fix our stuff. And I think, God, what happened to taking responsibility for your own life and what you do?
Mm-hmm.
So going to the school board, you know, when I look at the school board and I watch every single meeting, I look at them, and again, the comments that were made today about how they're not paying attention. I sit back and I say, what do you expect of our youth today? What do you expect them to do? What do you expect? How do you expect them to behave when people that we have, you know, elected or appointed or whatever it is, are demonstrating this kind of behavior? They're not paying attention. They're snacking at the desk. They're looking on their computers or their cell phones or whatever, paying very little attention to the person who's speaking. It's rude, unacceptable behavior, and people should be calling them out. If it was me standing there at the podium watching one of those board members on their computer while I was talking, I would not think twice about saying, you know, Mr. or Miss so-and-so, are you listening? Are you paying attention? But people just don't do that, so they get away with this rude behavior all the time.
Well, it's funny because, you know, people will jump on social media and say all kinds of things, but when they're face-to-face, they won't.
Yeah, that's right. It's really, and I've had people say more times than I can tell you, how they will not get up at a city council meeting and call out the city council meeting. Oh, I just don't talk well in public. Oh, I get too nervous. Or I'm afraid that they'll confront me and then I won't know what to say. Well, then shut up, you know, then just toddle off somewhere into the sunset and stop voicing your opinion on every social media website you can without standing up and actually confronting the issue. It just annoys me. So
no, it does me too, but you know, a lot of times people like that, they just rely on other people doing the dirty work for them, so to speak.
No.
And you know, and as again, I just said it before, but I've said it for years, you've got nothing to be afraid of. They can't do anything to you.
But there's a whole world full of people out there that doesn't want the judgment from other people, like you said. And they'll get on social media and they'll do it because there are most websites on social media won't allow you to be really harsh and you know, criticize somebody for what they said or did. So they'll get on there and they'll say what they want to say, but they're not going to stand up in public and do it for fear of public criticism. And that's so cowardly. It offends me that there are people out there who have all these feelings, who have all these thoughts, who have good criticism, and they won't stand up and say it. And that just, and I thought, how do you change something if you can't speak to it?
I've never understood it. I somewhat understand that people may be a little hesitant to, you know, public speaking, but when we're talking about the freedoms that we have and what we see that government can do, because they know that most people don't want to challenge them. And
yes.
And that's where the power they take over, because we don't. So to your point about these people complaining on social media, but they don't want to do it publicly, you're part of the problem. You can say, you can, you know, maybe agree with, you know, as an example, you or me on this subject, but I don't want to get up and say something, then you're part of the problem.
Absolutely. You know, silence is acceptance. And if you think that writing a letter, some sort of an email to the city council or the board or a school board or whatever, is going to do anything, you're absolutely wrong. You know, it's just another email. It's just another complaint that gets brushed under the rug. You have to make yourself known publicly about what you want and what you approve of and what you object to. And if you don't, you can't change anything until you start telling other people how you feel as well. You just can't change it by sitting in your house and remaining silent.
Well, as I said, then you, what you do is you confront them, as you're saying, publicly, and watch them react, because you're right. The letters and the emails, big deal. This will be on public record because it's recorded, and you have an opportunity for them to respond physically, and, you know, obviously with the words, and let them hang themselves.
Well, you know, somebody asked me one time why I, why I spoke at city council meetings, and I said, and can't you, you know, couldn't you email them? And so, and I said, I'll tell you one of the reasons that I speak publicly is that it needs to be out there on record. Some way or another, if I just send an email or if I just call my city councilman or whatever, nothing happens. Nothing goes anywhere. But if you speak to it, if you, you know, if you can confront it, verbally confront it, you know, then other people go, oh, well, I'm not the only one who feels that way, so let me start paying attention here. But, you know, you have to do it publicly. You have to make it known. And I frankly don't care what the city council or the school board thinks about me or what I have to say. I'm saying it out loud so that other people know they're not alone in how they feel about something.
I don't know if you remember, well, I know you remember the parking issue, but at one point, a former mayor who's no longer with us, he was boasting the fact that he was getting lots of emails saying that people were in favor of it, somewhat like the person who replaced him, his wife, telling us all the people that were, or no, may have been Roden or something. But anyway, and, you know, I remember thinking that that's BS. You're not getting that many people. When you hear that many people opposing it on at the city council meeting in public, that's not the truth. And then, lo and behold, didn't he change his tune?
He did. Yes, absolutely, he did. And, you know, and when things really started to change is when people got aggressive. And you can talk all day long about how lots of people don't like it when you're aggressive. Lots of people don't like it when you talk too harshly about their elected officials. They don't. There's a lot of people who are embarrassed by that. But it's the only way things change is when you aggressively confront something. You can make it happen, and you can get other people on board with you to make those changes.
Yeah, I mean, I've been ticked off in the last X amount of years, whether it's the Board of Supervisors or any of these meetings. If somebody gets a little emotional, and I don't mean out of control, I mean they start to show passion, and their voice gets a little bit, you know, maybe a little bit louder, but they're not screaming or yelling or calling names, and then there's a threat of having the police or the deputy come in and remove these people.
Yes.
I mean,
well, you know, the Board of Supervisors is famous for that because, God forbid, you should call them out on something.
Which you have a legal right to do.
You do, but they use their power to shut you down. And, you know, and there's just so much wrong with that. So, yes, you can get up and you can talk softly and you can talk aggressively, and nobody... I'm sorry, if you get up and you talk softly and you say everything in a very nice manner and you finish with, and I would sure like to see, you know, council do something different, you know, maybe we can do this, it goes nowhere. Zero happens until you confront them somewhat aggressively and you go out there and you publicly make your thoughts known. Nothing happens.
Well, that's right, because if you look at some, you know, I can't think of any specific speech off the top of my head now that, you know, people were demanding change. You're right. They weren't doing the Mr. Rogers talk. they were getting emotional and they were getting the crowd emotional into it. Because when you, when you, if you can, you know, get people's emotions going, that that speaks volumes. Yeah, and I still don't like when I hear it, when these people are thanking them.
Oh, I know.
Wait a minute. That's, it almost sounds like they're begging. And the thought of begging a public official makes me sick.
Well, when I listen to some city council meetings or, you know, even school board meetings or whatever, and you're right, somebody who gets up there and says, I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak.
I
want to thank you for listening to what I have to say.
Oh, boy.
I just sit back and I clamp my hand over my mouth. And I say, what is wrong with you people? Do you not understand who you're dealing with? Do you not understand that unless you are somewhat aggressive, they don't give a rat's ass?
Well, you're right. And by doing that, you know, some of them are smug enough that that's a power trip for them. You know.
Oh, you're right.
I thank you for giving me the time. What do you mean? That they didn't give you the time. This is the law.
Yeah.
I don't like kissing the you know what of these people at all.
I've never been good at it. I'll never be good at it.
Nope.
And there are certainly people out there who think I'm much too loud. I'm much too aggressive. I'm much too militant, if you will. But nothing, unless you are aggressive, nothing works with the entity that you're dealing with until you show force.
That's right. Just call them out, folks.
So, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, 238-5775, which you can text. Let's see here. The Pass Robles will only maintain YouTube recordings for board meetings for 30 days because they don't want to maintain a long-term record that can be used against them, but you can record it. Down in the riverbed, we got to keep our homeless healthy. There's a picture of healthcare on wheels and some other things there. Okay, thank you for that. If elected officials are doing their own business on their cell phones or personal computer at official meetings, people can do a public records request for that info. You have to ask yourself, if the trustees aren't paying attention at the meeting, do they deserve a 300%? No, they don't. Even if they did are paying attention, the school district doesn't have any money. So this is, again, that's another in your face. That's another in your face. Hey, we're going to ask you for $400 million. We have a screwed up school district. But you know what? We're going to up our diem, our monthly payments, from what was it, $273 to over $1,200. Screw you, public. And by the way, I'm going to eat chocolate bars and look on my cell phone during the meetings because I don't have to. I think it was, you know, one of the topics, where one of the board members was talking about, well, legally we don't have to do that. And again, I'll go back to this. No, they don't have to, but you call them out. You call them out and ask them why they're not paying attention. Make them say, because I don't have to. How would that sound? Wouldn't sound too good. So make it, you have the power. You gave them the power. I mean, you gave them, in somewhat power because of the responsibility. But overall, you are the bosses. So take advantage. Well, when I say take advantage, it doesn't mean to, you know, do something that's not correct. Be above them, I guess, is the best way to be. Be above them. All right, that is going to conclude this Monday's edition, all here on the Blowtorch on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Four Cal Fire employees that work in San Luis Obispo County were awarded the Governor's State Employee Medal of Valor. They were honored during a ceremony in Sacramento on June 12th. Recipients were Battalion Chief Chad Fleming and Fire Captains Clint Marcelik, Carlos Pacheco, and Andrew Perez. A vegetation fire broke out Saturday evening in the Salinas Riverbed, south of the Niblick Bridge.
Crews managed to safely access the fire thanks to recent grazed fire banks. It was contained to less than half an acre. No structures were threatened from the fire. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, Riley, Brayden, Finn, Bishop, and Ziggy, they're coming in. The boys from the Brookside Academy, and it's going to be their thing. Their thing. They'll fill you in on it, and let's see what they have. And all right, it's a learning process for everyone. And Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.